Hey, you are listening to the But Also podcast, where I, Lydia Zipporah, take you on a bit of a journey through the insane epic that is the Bible, from my perspective, of course, but also we'll chat a bit about life and have an existential crisis or two. It'll be great. She'll be fun. Let's jump on in. Today takes a more somber tone as we take some time to kind of reflect this Memorial Day about the lives lost during coronavirus. Sorry, no Bible chats today. We'll start back next week. All right, let's jump in. Hey, friends, hey! So obviously, it's been a while. Rona has been dealing with me only in extremes. In full candor, I don't have a reason other than I really just didn't have it in me the past 2 weeks to flesh out a podcast for you. So forgive me, but it is what it is. That said, I hope you guys are just doing great. Today is Memorial Day. And this episode's going to be just a little bit different. I had a plan for what we were going to be starting today, but today's going to be more of a but and not so much of a but also. So like I said, today is Memorial Day, and that's what this is going to be. A memorial, by definition, is something, especially a structure, established to remind people of a person or an event or a statement of facts, a record or a chronicle. And I feel like I would be remiss to not establish that during this time. Fun story. Yesterday, well, the past few days have actually been super, like, productive and really great for me personally. But last night, I cried myself to sleep because I really wanted a hug, which felt really stupid then, and it still seems kind of stupid now. But I don't think I recognized just how those simple affections in passing on a regular basis was pouring into my life. And I think yesterday leading up to that, I subconsciously was just reaching for comfort in every way I possibly could. I wasn't really in the mood to eat a full dinner, so I had just, like, comfort food. My comfort go-to has been, like, hash browns and bell peppers right now. And when that didn't work, I went and made some peppermint tea and got some bread, and that didn't help. So at 10:58, I called my grandmother, which brought me joy, but I still kind of felt this measure of something missing. And as I laid there and talked aloud to God, just this overwhelming need to just be wrapped up in someone, you know, just the comfort and the ease, just, I really wanted a hug, man. And then I was like irritated because I was like, you sound stupid, but I'm not, you know. God said, you know, it's not good for man to be alone, and I live alone. That happened. But this morning, I think, if you guys don't know, on Sunday, the New York Times released a front page cover listing names of 100,000 of the people who have died since this pandemic began. And that is only 1% of the lives lost thus far. And typically when it comes to morbid information, I try to stay as far away from it as possible, but I took my time, and as I sit here with the dried remains of the tears that stream down my face, I hurt. And so hence my need for some sort of memorial, for all of the lives lost, for those who died alone. You know, as you go through that list, it's formatted slightly differently. If you go to it online, I'll add the link in the show notes, where you can scroll through all of these small little representations of these people, and you get to read their names and their ages and small snippets from their obituaries, which really bring life to those lives lost, which I think is really worth it. I think sometimes it's easy to lose full perspective when we don't fully immerse ourselves, even when it's hard. And so I'm just, I don't know. I just wanted to take a moment to kind of sit here and to talk. I've been really just baffled at what life looks like for those that don't have Jesus. The number of times that in my prayer I've just sat and just had to express, like, I really have no clue what this time would look like if I didn't have Jesus. I can't imagine the hopelessness. I can't imagine just the sense of confusion and a heartbreak. And I'm so grateful, 'cause even during this time, I'm in a strange life transition period that has me baffled as well. So it was just a lot happening at one time. And I'm really just so grateful for the knowledge and the awareness of the sacrifice Jesus made for me, and to have the communion of the Holy Spirit every day to bring me comfort and to bring me joy and to bring me just an overwhelming sense of peace in these really hard times. That said, Rona out here just got me just all the feels. And I'm really grateful for it. I think of friends and family who have lost loved ones and have lost friends. And it just really sucks, man. And so today I encourage you to take a moment to sit and to, in your own way, memorialize those lives lost. I know that traditionally on today we celebrate the lives of those who have stood for our country and have protected our country and served our country in all the forms that that takes. And we celebrate those lives and that service for bringing us the lives that we get to live, and helping us to preserve that livelihood here in America. But I think we would be remiss to not do our part to celebrate the lives of people who unfortunately won't be able to be celebrated in the way that they deserve. I'm at a loss today, friends. I'm still joyous and just abounding with happiness. But this is a hard time and my heart hurts. After sitting here and reading through those names and, you know, people who could very easily be me or my a family member or a loved one, or, you know, reading about mothers who just had newborns and have passed, and, you know, immigrants pursuing new lives, and, you know, Holocaust victims who have lost their lives to this thing. It's been really hard. And it really hurts, but here we are. So I don't know that I have anything else to say, but I just kind of wanted to come and say something. As far as a statement of fact, I am so grateful to know that in the midst of all of this, that my God has infinite wisdom, and he has seen all before this pandemic and all after. And that brings me such a solace of comfort in a time that could have me befuddled and confused. But not next week, maybe tomorrow. I don't know when I'm going to post it. Actually, I lied, not tomorrow. In 2 weeks, you will get, not 2 weeks, maybe we'll do next week. Let's do next week. We are going to start the Book of Samuel. The Samuels are probably my favorite books of the Bible. Just the drama. The drama is just, it just abounds. And so that's where we're going to start. That's where we're going to pick off from. I love you guys. If you live with people, hug your loved ones. They might need it. Happy Memorial Day!